Okay, today's daf Kuf Gimel. We're on Kuf Beis and Beis by the Gemara, about 6-7 lines from the bottom, and we'll learn today's shir for Refuah Shleimah for Shoshana Basti about Rachel Devorah. So, the Mishnah had said a bunch of different cases where if you promise to bring one thing and you bring something else, it's possible, it's not possible, it is good, it's no good. Now the Gemara says Tzvicha. It was necessary for the Mishnah to tell you the case when you promise to bring a Marchesha, so you bring a Machabat, or you promise to bring a machabat and you bring a marcheshet. And it was also necessary for the mission to tell you the case where you promise to bring one keli and you bring two kelim, or you promise to bring two kelim and you bring one keli. That's it. If I only had the first case, which case? About the machabat and the marcheshet, or the opposite? Because you said you could bring a machabat and then you brought a marcheshet. Abel Hacha, the EDVED B'machabat, EDVED B'macheshet, Ema Idei Nidro Nami Yata. At the end of the day, you brought the right kli, so who cares if it was one kli or two kalim? It's a difference. At least you brought the right kli. And the right kli determines the way it's baked, and the way it has the oil spread, the deep pan or a skinny pan. So, okay, so you said you're going to bring two, you brought one. But at the end of the day, you brought the right one. So maybe that's a big deal. And if you only had the case of the one keli or the two kelim, mishum the kapalad lahu, because you said you're going to bring two kelim. Aval hatam, but in the resha, the lo palad lahu. You didn't make more than one keli. So aim alone, I would say that you brought one keli. All right, you brought the wrong one. Big deal. Therefore, tzmicha, therefore both cases are necessary. Tana rabbanan, masha hevi hevi. What you brought, vide nidro lo yata. And your neder is not yotze. Rav Shimon Omer, Afkidei Nidro, Nami Yotze. No, even your neder is yotze. Why? Because the neder doesn't get nikva at the time you make it, but at the time you bring it. So therefore, I'm going to promise bringing such a mincha. You said a lot of things when you made that promise. At the end of the, what'd you bring at the end of the day? You said you're going to bring a machabat to go to machesha. So at the end of the day, you show up with a machesha. Doesn't that prove you really meant the machesha? What do you really meant? You said, I don't care what you said, what did you bring? So therefore it's all good. Therefore, according to Rav Shimon, it's all good. No, he said it himself. He's admitting. I said this, maybe his wife heard, whatever, and then they show up with something else. It's the same old rule that the Torah takes very seriously what comes out of your mouth. Right? The Torah takes very seriously what comes out of your mouth. You make a promise like that, you can't change it, you can't deviate. Okay. Next. Just as an aside, you know, we always say, what's the largest topic in Shas? What's the largest topic? What's topic? No. I think people come to, no, it's not the largest topic. The largest topic in Shas is carrying a Shas. Right? The largest topic in Shas. What's second largest? I think it comes out of email. Nadarim, Nazir, Irakin, all these topics, not Piggle, but all the type, all the Nazar. I think it's number two. Not Piggle's number two. Piggle's at least have 100 bottom Piggle. What? I think it might be number two or three. No? But you hear? I think what comes out of your mouth is number two. All the permutations. Very, very serious. Torah treats it very seriously. No? You think it's number one? Maybe it's even number one. Right? And I want to. I said I'm bringing A. So Shimon said, what you said, that's a... So what you said you're going to bring a Macheshet. You show up with a Machabat. The Kohen said, didn't you say you could bring a Macheshet? That's what I said, but when I looked around my house, I didn't have one, so here I am. So Shimon says, okay, you really meant that. Oh, that's what the Mishnah said. If you say I have another, then it's another one. Maybe right. I promised to bring A. Here I am with B. Yeah, I'm still going to bring A. Right, so that would be fine. That would be fine, right. You're still going to bring A. But if you're not going to do that, then this is the wrong one. So the Tanakhama says it's possible. For sure, that's not a big deal. You know why? I don't care what you said at the time you made the promise. What'd you show up with? You showed up with something, so I'm afraid that's really what you meant. All right. Zolahavi machavat. Right? So the Mishnah said that if you bring a machavat, you promise to bring a machavat and you bring a macheshes, it's possible. But Tanya, wait a minute. But we learned a brisa, lo kidshum klishare, that a klishare, it's not makadish anything. So how could you tell me that when you put in the klisharet, it ruins it? What do you mean? In other words, you can take it out of one kli and put in the right kli. Kli sharei is not makadish for this purpose. So Amar Abaye, you're right. Lo kitchum likarev, it doesn't be makadish it to bring it. Ella, not Ella, Apple kitchum lipasel. Yes, makadish it to the extent that it ruins it, and therefore you can't take it out and put it in the right kli. I've said that many times before. Amar Abaye, lo shanu. The din in the Mishnah that said that you can't exchange. Right, if you promise to bring a macheshes, you can't bring a machavas and vice versa. Lo shanu, that was only taught ela shekavon b'shas neder. That's only if you designated at the time of the neder. Very similar to Rav Shimon. Avo b'shas hafrasha, lo. At the time of the hafrasha, right? Way back. I'm sorry. Later on, when you're being machresh the solet, lo. Why? Kasher nedarta. It has to be at the time of the neder. Lo kasher hafrasha. It banami amar v'chiyah bar chenina amar v'yotzi. Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan, Lo Shana Ela Shekava Mishat Neder, Avo Bashat Haf Rasha, Lo. Why not? Kasher Nadarta, Lo Kasher Hiv Rashta. Okay? Good. Now, for Omer, a guy makes a promise, Hare Olai Mincha Minhas Over. I promise to bring a mincha from barley. Now, there's no such thing as a mincha from barley. The only two minchas you can bring from barley are a sota or the carpet Omer. So a guy, I'm going to bring a mincha from barley. What is that? There's no such thing like that. Therefore, yavi min hachitim. You have to bring a mincha from wheat. Do we say that your mincha is bottled? No, we don't say that. We say you have to bring from wheat. Kemach. If someone says, I'm going to bring a mincha from kemach. What's kemach? Kemach is flour that has not been sifted. Solas is flour that's been sifted. It's finer. So kemach, there's no such thing as a mincha with kemach. No such thing. Yavi, solas. You have to bring solas. Below shemen ubelo lavona. What if someone says, I'm going to bring a carbon, but I'm not going to bring shemen or lavona for mincha. There's no such private donation mincha that doesn't have shemen and that doesn't have lavona. There's no such thing. So yavi shemen u lavona. You have to bring it with shemen and with lavona. Okay? Chatzi itzaron. If someone says, I'm going to bring a mincha, but I'm going to bring a half itzaron. There's no such thing like that. The minimum is an itzaro. Even a Kohen Gadol who brings it in from Chavitim, he brings an itzaro and then it's split in half, half the morning, half the night. There's no such thing as a half an itzaro. So if someone says chatzi itzaron, yavo itzaron chalim, he has to bring a full itzaro. Why? Because there's no such thing as a half an itzaro. What if he says itzaro numechsa? What if he's only bring one and a half itzaro? So that's the mission of yavi shnai, you have to bring two. Right? So it's going to be one and a half. True, there's no such thing in the Torah as a half Yitzharon. So what? So what? So what can't you? It's more than the minimum. It's minimum one. You said I'm one and a half. So Tzemach answered, Tzarafiyah. So then I have an answer to that. But why can't you? If you promise one and a half, you have to bring two. Why? What's wrong with one and a half? Granted, very unusual. No such thing in the Torah like a half Yitzharon. So what? Your promise. You brought more than the minimum. Good question. You didn't even couldn't answer it. Plus, I couldn't answer it. I can't answer it. Rav Shimon poter. Rav Shimon says, in all these cases, you're putter. Why? Shalom hamisnadev kiderech hamisnadev. You didn't really make any promise. You made a promise like we wanted. Your promise is not a promise. I promise to walk to the moon. It's not a promise. It's an impossibility. You promise all these things which don't exist. There's no such thing as a mincha without a shemen. There's no such thing as a half an isaron. There's no such thing as a mincha from barley. No such thing. All these things they don't exist. Tanakhava says, so we change your neder to make it work, to make it make sense. So the Shemin, we don't do that. Because the Shemin's not a neder. Okay? Machloka. Good? Asks the Gemara, isn't Rav Shimon right? Amai. Why don't we change around your neder? Neder upitzcho imo. Who? It's a neder, and it's the opening to get out of the neder in the same sentence, the same breath. I promise to bring a mincha from barley. What's that? I promise to bring a mincha, and then from barley, you're undoing your promise. Why? There's no such thing. Your neder and your petach are in one breath. Right? So is there a shimon l'chor, isn't he right? Says the Gemara, well, not necessarily. You know why? Amar Chizkiya, Hamani, who's the author of this Mishnah? Beishamayi, it's Beishamayi. What is Beishamayi? Who's Beishamayi? The Amri Beishamayi say Tafis Lashon Rishon. we grab onto the first thing that comes out of your mouth. When you say, I'm going to bring a mincha, stop right there, you got to bring a mincha. Then you make a statement from barley, which doesn't exist. All right, well, we're not going to take that, we're not going to get so bent out of shape about it, we're not going to get so excited about that. Where's the Shammai say, this din? It's not. Someone, it's a Mishnah. Hareini nazir mena gro grosu mena zvila. I'm going to become a nazir from dates or past dates. Now, a nazir, there's no such thing as a nazir from dates. There's no such thing. So the guy makes a promise. I'm going to be a nazir from dates. Says the Shammai, you know what we do? I'm going to be a nazir, you're a nazir. Then you mentioned from dates? All right, we don't care about that. You're a regular nazir. You can't drink wine, you can't be matam, you can't grow your hair long, you can't cut your hair. You said from dates? Yeah, but I'm only tofus lashon rishon. Beshamay omrim nazir. Beshamay says you're a full-fledged nazir. Beshil omrim ain't a nazir. Beshil says you're not a nazir. Same thing over here. I said I'm going to bring a mincha from barley. You said you're going to bring a mincha? Boom. You got to bring a mincha. You said from barley? That doesn't impress us. That doesn't impress us at all. And we'll make the neder make sense. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. There's another way to explain the Mishnah without resorting to Beshamay, who, by the way, we don't hold like. But why would you want to make this Mishnah like Beshamai? I want to do that. I have a better thing. I can make the Mishnah like Beis Hillel. Why is it a neder then? Beis Hillel holds the Nazir is not a neder. The Nazir doesn't count. You know why? Beis Hillel, Rav Yochanan, Amar Afilu Tehem Beis Hillel. But Omer, the guy said, well, Ilu Hoyisi Yodea She'ein Nodrin Ka, had I known that's not a neder, Lo Hoyisi Nodrin Ka, Elaka. Had someone told me, I didn't know that. I don't go to Daf Yomi. I didn't know you can't bring a nazir, a mincha out of barley. I'm sitting in shul, the rabbi's talking about the carbon omer from barley. So, well, I'll do that. And I made a mincha from barley. I didn't know you can't. Oh, now they told me, okay, I'll make it from wheat. What do I care? It doesn't make a difference to me. I didn't know that. That's why you're chayim. Because you didn't really need it. You meant, I want to do the right thing. I want to do the right thing. I want to bring a mincha to Hashem. I thought, all right, now we told you, okay, fine, so I'll do the right thing. What? No. Oh, so Beshamai says, Tofes Lashon Rishon. So there's a new concept here called Ilu Hayisi Yodea. Maybe it is. So had I known, says Rabbi Yochanan, that is, had I known that that's not a neder, I would have made a different neder. And by the way, we're going to have a case. Even that you can't do. Why? Everybody knows you can't bring a mincha from things that don't grow from the ground. So when you make that statement, that's a ridiculous statement. We're going to have it in a minute. Right, it's happening. You show up at the base of the mikdash with a mincha with barley. And coach, what's that? Your wife is Tosa? He said, no, I promised to bring that. So you say, the coach tells you, you can't do that. You can't, I didn't know that. So the rabbi said, no, the rabbi was talking about telling us, oh, all right, fine, so I'll bring weed, no problem. Right? Or, the other cases, the guy says, I'm going to be a nazir from the veil. Tell him, by the way, there's no such thing. Oh, then forget it. Right? Then forget it, I'm not interested. That's what Beis Hillel says in that mission over there. Right? I don't forget, I'm not interested, forget it then. I only want to do be a nazir from that. You can't know such thing? I forget it. Right? Right. So Amar Chizkia, Lo Shano El Da Amar Mincha Minas Ta'orim. That's only true. All this is wonderful if someone says, I'm going to bring a mincha from Ta'orim. Aval Omer Mincha Min Hadashim. If someone says, I'm going to bring a mincha from beans. I'm going to bring a beans. Right? Lo, then it's for sure nothing. Then it's for sure nothing. Why is it nothing? Why is it for sure nothing? Right? Exactly. It's so far from what's on the table. So that, we don't say, oh, yavo menachitim. We're not going to say that. Why? It's so off the mark, you don't even get off the ground. That's a very big different thing. Now, michti, chizkiya keman amr l'shmai say, who does chizkiya say his part according to? Ki beishamai. Like beishamai. And beishamai is mishum tofet l'shem rishon. Beishamai says, tofet l'shem rishon. Mali minas or mali minas dashim. What's the difference? What is it? Even beans. What's the difference? Says the Gemara. You know what? Hadar Bey. Chizkiya took it back. Chizkiya retracted. He said the Mishnah was talking about Beis Shammai, like the case in Nazir, and therefore it's toughest Lashon Rishon. He took it back. And he agreed with Yochanan that the Mishnah is like Beis Hillel. My time, Ahadavei. Why did he take it back? Right? Why did he take it back? Amar Rava. I'll tell you why he took it back. Because Masnisa Kishite. Because the Mishnah didn't make any sense according to that. You know why? My area is telling me to Orim. Why did the Mishnah come up with a cake of barley, listening in Hadashim? The Mishnah should have given the case of the Hadashim. Why? It's a much more fantastic chiddush. Even if you offer to bring something which is never brought, we're still going to say Tovei Tlashon Rishon. Why did the Mishnah say that? Ella, Shmamina, it's a Raya. You cannot explain this Mishnah like Beis Shammai. Therefore, how can you explain the Mishnah? That what? Rishon de Toihu. He made a mistake. It's the Orim Toi, Ba'adashim Lo Toi. People can make a mistake with barley. Why? Because when sitting in shul, Rabbi talks about barley, minchas, right? In Parashat Sota. And the Omer, you're going to hear it sitting there at the table, and the rabbi's going to speak about it. Adashim? No one ever speaks about that. No such thing. Nobody makes a mistake like that. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afilu min hadashim." No, even if a guy makes a neder out of barley from beans, then what? He still has to bring a mincha from wheat. Why? Michti. Rabbi Yochanan Kamar Amar Lishmaite. Rabbi Yochanan said his din ki beis hillel u beis hillel mishum de toyhu b'tzorin toy bar dashim. I'm sorry. U mishum de toyhu bar dashim. Mishum de toyhu b'tzorin toy bar dashim lo toy. So Corey says to Gemara, wait a minute. We just said a second ago. Nobody makes a mistake by Adashim. Nobody makes a mistake by Adashim. Right? So why on earth would Rabbi Yochanan say that it's okay, that if you make a neder to bring a barley, an Adashim mincha, you have to bring one from wheat? Nobody makes that mistake. So the Gemara answers, no. The Dvar Chiske Karmale. He was talking to Rav Chista before Rav Chista was chosen. Ah, you Rav Chista, my time Hadarta, why you want to retract? Kach, Mishbach, Mishum, the Lokatani min Adashim? Because it doesn't say from barley, and that's a much bigger chiddush, and that's what Mishnah should have said. Dilma maybe lomi baya ka amar. It's a lomi baya. Lomi baya min adashim. I don't even have to mention that adashim. Why? If you promise to bring a mincha from adashim, you have to bring one from wheat. Dikla neymar mahadar hu dahadar bay betofis lashon rishon. Because you yourself know that's no. Everybody knows. Everybody knows no such thing as a mincha from Adashim. So when you said that, you really retracted it, and we'll be talking about Lashon Rishon. Ella, wait a minute. A few minutes over him, but if it's from barley, nami, maybe. The Ikkala Neymar, you could say, Mitahu de Katoi. He made a mistake. Why did he make a mistake? Because he heard the rabbi talking about barley. So he made a mistake. A few hachi, even still. Tofis Lashon Rishon. We're going to be Tofis Lashon Rishon. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Of course I can't hold from that. But according to you, Chizkiya, you should agree with that. And that the Gemara ends. Right? So the way we end the Gemara is that Rabbi Yochanan says, if anybody says I'm making a neder out of barley, what would be the halacha? Now that's what Rabbi Yochanan asked of Chizkiya. Chizkiya didn't agree with that. So at the end of the day, if you make a neder out of barley, if you say I'm going to make a neder out of adashim, what's the halacha? According to everybody, you're puppet. It's not a neder. According to everybody. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say that according to Chizkiya, you should agree it's a lomi baya. But he was chozer anyway. So nobody holds that if someone makes a promise to bring a mincha out of adashim, he has to bring anything. Nobody holds that. Not Beis Shammai either. Right? Nobody holds that. Right? Okay. However, who does... So right. Chizkiya doesn't hold it, and Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold it. Rabbi Yochanan said it, now he's only saying it in the world of Chizkiya. He himself, no one holds from it. Who holds from it? The Rambam. The Rambam says, that if someone makes a promise to bring a mincha out of adashim, and afterwards they tell him, didn't you know there's no such thing? And he says, oh, I would have known that. Right? I would have brought one from wheat. Says the Rambam, you have to bring one from wheat. And that doesn't look like anybody, so... Imagine all the Torah, all the ink that's been written, how to explain that rabbi. Okay? Next. Amar Ze'iri, says Ze'iri, Lo Shano, the din that we said, that what? That if someone says, I'm going to bring to Orim, that you have to bring from Chitim. Why? Because Tafis Lashon Mishnah would say, Lo Shel Da Amar Mincha. That's only if you said the word Mincha. Ava Lo Amar Mincha, Lo. If he didn't say the word Mincha, then he's not chayav to be a Mincha at all. Right? He's not chayav to bring a Mincha at all, because he wanted to bring a Mincha from Seorim, and a Mincha doesn't come from Seorim, he's not chayav anything. He has to say the word Mincha at least. Yasser Rav Nachman, Kamal Allah Shmaita, Asi Revel of Nachman, Rav Tester of Nachman, Kemach, someone promises to bring Kemach, Yavi Sola. He has to bring fine flour. Why? There's no such thing as Kemach. No such thing. Lav, Zelo Omar Mincha, isn't it a case where we didn't say the word Mincha? And you see from here that even if you don't say the word Mincha, you have to bring a Mincha from Seolet, not like the Iri. No, no, the Omar Mincha, you said the word Mincha. Same question. Lo Shemun Ulavona, Yavi Shemun Ulavona. If you promise to bring Shemun Ulavona, if you promise to bring a Mincha without Shemun Ulavona, you have to bring Shemun Ulavona. My lab, Dilo Omar Mincha. No, Dilo Mincha. Chazi Isaron. What if someone promises to bring a half an Isaron? What does the Mishnah say? Yavi Isaron Shalim. If bring a complete Isaron. My lab, doesn't that mean Dilo Omar Mincha? No, Dilo Omar Mincha, you said Mincha. He has to wait a minute. Aim the Sefer. Look at the Sefer. The Sefer said, Isaronu Mechsa, if someone promises to bring an Isaronu Mechsa, Yavi Shnayim. He has to bring two. Why? Why do you have to bring two? Kiv, listen to this. Kiv unto Amar Mincha. You said the word Mincha. The minute you utter the word Mincha, Ichayiv Levi Isaron. You have to bring an Isaron. Why? It's the minimum Mincha. You said three words. You said Mincha, Chasi. I'm sorry. You said Mincha. What'd you say? Isaronu Mechta. Mincha Isaronu Mechta. Mincha Isaronu Mechta. So when you say you have to bring a Mincha, that requires one. Ki Amar Chati Isaron, Lo Klubka Amar Hu. That's nothing. Oh, you have to bring two. So the Gemara answers, no, we're going to switch around what you said. Lo Tzricha Da Amar Harei Olai Mincha Chati Isaron. I'm going to bring a mincha, and a half, and an isaron. Therefore, chatzi isaron be isaron. Here's what you said. I'm going to bring a mincha, a half, and a full one. So, kimadama mincha, the minute you utter the word mincha, ichayev le isaron. You have to bring an isaron. Why? It's the minimum mincha. Ki amar chatzi isaron. Then you say the word chatzi isaron. Lo klub, that's nothing. Lo klub cover, that's nothing. Ki hadar amar isaron. Now, then you say a third thing. What's the third thing? Isaron. Mighty Isaron Achrina. Now you obligate yourself to bring a third Isaron. This might be an answer to the Chazemah's question. Chazemah said, why can't you bring one and a half? Why, what's the big deal? The answer is, no, that's not what he said. He said one. He said mincha, that requires one. Then half, that's nothing. That's just words. Then one, it requires one. Therefore, you get two. I know, you're breaking it up in such a way to make the mission make sense. Ihachi, Rav Shimon Poter, Shlavitz Nadiv, Kedera, Nadvin, Amai. So, point to Rav Shimon, what's wrong with him? So, point to Rav Shimon, what's the problem with him? Rav Shimon said, you made a nether, so not letting people make the czar. Why not? So, because Amar Rava, Rav Shimon, Beshita, so Rav Yossi Amra, Rav Shimon says, Hishita, in the world of Rav Yossi, the Amar who says, Ask the Gmar Dvarav et Hamid et Masin. When someone says something, we don't just look at the first word that comes out of his mouth. We look at the sentence in context. What kind of sentence? What did he say? What did this guy say? He said the word mincha, so stop the sentence. Don't say it. No. The people don't talk like that. People don't talk like that. Right? The guy said, I'm going to bring a mincha from barley. What is his sentence? His sentence is a mincha from barley. Fella, there's no such thing like that. Therefore, it's not a nether. Right? B'chorah, that makes much more sense than B'shama. Right? B'shama doesn't make any sense. So the spar behind B'shama is, we're going to interpret what you said to make it make sense. Therefore, we're going to be totally delicious. The first word out of your mouth is mincha. We're going to take that and run with it. What you said afterwards makes no sense. That's the detail. Right. But what's the shvar for B'shama Shita? That's the shvar. As far as you said a mincha. Then we're going to run with that. If the details don't make any sense, that's just detail. Because if you're saying, we don't look at it. People don't say silly things. Rashi even says that. People don't say potato out of their mouth. People don't do that. They don't put, they do that. But all the time, unfortunately. But then people don't say Dvar B'Talem. So when they say something, it must mean they want to say something. That's a biyoti. That's what we do. What did the guy say? The guy said he bring a mincha from Bali. There's no such thing. Therefore, it's not a mincha. So what kind of statement is that? He wants to bring one and a half. There's no such thing like that. So the fasem is there. Right. We don't hear split when you speak like that. So I started to the question, what's wrong with one and a half? Putting that question aside, there is no such thing as a one and a half mincha. Therefore, it's nothing. Okay. Good? Next. Next is like one of the most, it's a very, very, very famous concept. We've had it 1,000 times on Menachas. Kofimel is worth mentioning. It's worth a source. If a guy says he's going to bring 60 isaron, so umedi bikli echad, you bring them in one kli. 60 isaron can fit in one kli. This goes according to the shita of, I believe it's of Elazar ben Yaakov. Somebody, it's one sheet that's about chofer. It's one sheet that holds, it's one log of oil, no matter how many isarons you bring. No matter how many isaros of flour you bring, it's one log of oil. Others hold, it's one log per isaro. That shita cannot be according to this Mishnah. This Mishnah says, if you bring 60 isaron, one kli. However, one kli, you stick in 60 isaron, you stick in a log of shemen, you mix it up, you got yourself a mincha. However, im amar harei alai tzamat aleph, if someone says, I'm going to donate 61 Isaro, then maybe shishim b'kli echad, the echad b'kli echad. 60 goes into one kli, and one goes into another kli. Why? What? The max is 60. Well, have a little patience, and the next 5 minutes, your question will be answered. But before we get to that answer, why can't you make 30 and 30, or 30 and 31? Why 60 and 1? It's a funny ratio. What? But why? So the answer is, the answer is because you promised to bring a very large mincha. So we're going to make you bring the largest mincha possible, which is 60. Who said 160? Only in one kli. You can bring 1,000. Yeah. Now, why 60? Where did 60 come from? Shekain matzinu, because we find shekain, because Hatzibur, maybe, beyond the Frishon Shachav, Shachal Yos B'Shabbat, Shishiv Echad. If the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbat, the maximum amount of Mincha, of Isaron, that's going to be brought is 61. Where'd you get 61 from? Look at Rashi. Yud Gimel Parim, for the 13 pars that you bring on the first day of Sukkot, Lamed Tes Esron, which is 39. Why? Shlosh Esron on Lapar. 3 for each par. Then you have, there are also Yud Dalet Kvatim, and that has Yudalat Esronim. Why? Hare. That, why? One Isaron per goat, per keves. That's Nun Gimel, 53. Then also Shnei Elim, 2 rams, Dalat Esronim, 4 Esronim, Hare Nun Zayim. That's 57. And Ula Shnei Tamidim, Shnayim. 2 Tamidim is a 2 more. And also, since it's Shabbat, Ula Shnei Kid say Musaf to Shabbat, Shnayim. You get 61. So, the maximum amount you could bring in one shot, in one kli, is 60. Why 60? Because a zebra could bring 61. And, dial yachet shupachas men a zebra. You can't be as great as a zebra, you bring one less. Amr of Shimon, that answer doesn't make any sense. That answer makes no sense. You know why? Because that answer, it says, and on Sukkot, on the first day of Sukkot, they bring 61. But that 61 was completely different 61s. Why? Hare, Valo, Elu, Parim, one of some are pars, Elu, Kvatim, some are goats, Elu, Nivlolin, Zeh, and Zeh, some are mixed together. That one, not only that, we're going to say in a minute, some are thick, some are wet, some are drier, some are not so moist. So, that doesn't make any sense. Some are brought in the morning, some are brought in the afternoon. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Ella, the answer is, David, ad shishim, until 60, yecholim libolel. Until 60, that's the cutoff where how much flour and one log of shemen will mix nice and good and wonderful? 60. Amrulo, Shishim Nivlalim, Shishim Echadei Nivlalim. What, 60 good, 61's no good? Amalahem, listen, call me this Chachamim Kain. All the measures of the Chama like that. Right? Arboim Sah Hutovel, 40 Sah, you can go into the mikvah. Arboim Sah Chashav Kortav, if it's 40 Sah, minus a drop. Any Yachal, we can't go to the mikvah. Now, the whole discussion is that something the rabbis came up with. Is it Halacha Moshe Mitzinai? Is it just arbitrary cutoff? Is it? It doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, with 60, you can make a good, nice mixture. You put in too much flour, already it's no good. So it'll be very, very wet. It'll be very, very wet. It'll be too mushy. Correct. But that's not a problem with that. Yeah. Correct. But he's bringing the most flour. He's going to have a lot of challah, a lot of flour out of that. All right. So the real thing to do is to have break him up. Bring him in different kelim. I'm going to make 30 one kelim, 30 other kelim, right? Now, Shal She'elah L'mayla M'Rehudah Rabbi Loi. They asked this question in front of Rabbi Loi. M'nayin L'om HaRe'elai Shishim Be'echad, maybe Shishim Be'echad B'Kli'echad. How do I know that if I bring 60, if I say I'm going to bring 61, I have to bring 60 in one kli and one in another kli? Rabbi Loi answered, and by the way, he's the Rosh Hamadavar B'chal Makom. He's the one who always speaks first, because when I'm sure by Yechai was sitting at the table with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, and also, this is Rabbi Yehuda, Simon Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, and also, Rabbi Yossi was there, and this fellow named Yehuda Ben Gerim was there, and Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi gets up and says, those Romans are excellent, they're wonderful. You know why they're wonderful? Because they build roads, and they build mikvahs, and they're great. And Rabbi Yossi is up to their word. And I'm sure everybody says, what are you talking about? They're great. They built it for themselves. Right? And what happened? Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim ran, not Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim ran and stitched on the Roman government. And because of that story, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim spent 13 years in the cave, because he's hiding out from them. Right? So the Romans said, they came to the base of measures, the Romans, Rabbi Yehuda, you praise us, you always speak for us. That's the din. Anyone doesn't follow that rule, they get killed. So, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim is the one that's Rosh Hamadav and Rechalma, always speaks first. Anyway, Bamri said, he gives the wrong answer that the Mishnah gave. She gave Matzino B'Tzibor, defined by the Tzibor, if he and Beyoth, the preacher Shachat, Shachalios for Shabbat, Shishim Be'echad. When the first day of Yontif took it, falls out on a Shabbat, the maximum you're going to bring is 61. So, Dial Yachat Shabbat, Menatzibor Echad, you're not a Tzibor. So, the maximum you bring is 60. Amalei Rishimit, wait a minute. Fellow Elu Par Be'elim, some are Par, some are Ayel, Elu Kvatim, some are Kvatim, Elu B'loth and Abba. Some are thick. Why? Because you have an Isaron. If you have three, as Rashi said, sometimes it's three Esaronim per animal. Sometimes it's one Isaron. If you have three Esaronim, how much oil you have? Whatever you're having, three Esaronim is going to be thicker than one Isaron. So right, the whole thing is different. Some are B'loth and Ava, some are thick. Eilu b'lof and raka, some are thin. Eilu b'lof and shachwit, some are done in the morning. Eilu b'lof and ben arbayim, some are done in the afternoon. Ain't the blowing dal that you can't even mix them up together. Amrulo, emor lahem, emor ata. So you then you give an answer. Amr lahem, you know what the answer is? Harayu Omer, v'chol mincha belula b'shemen v'chareva. For Amr Torah, havi mincha shichol lihibolel. So the Torah says, bring a mincha that you can mix with flour, with oil. Amalei, v'shishim nivlalin, with 60 it works, v'shishim ve'echad ein nivlalin. With 61 it doesn't work. Amalo, kol minis chachamim kedu. By the way, everything's like that. V'arboim sa'hu tovel. 40 sa'hu, you can go to the mikvah. V'arboim sa'hu chasar kurtav ein tovel. You can't go to the mikvah, it's too small. It's only one half a shot glass difference, it doesn't make a difference. Beitza metame tumas ochlin. If it's the size of a beta, it's matami. Kebeta chasa shumshum. If it's the size of a beta minus one seed, ain't matami. That's homie. Right? Shlosha al shlosha matami midras. A 3x3 garment is matami midras. Right? So that's it. Shlosha al chasa nima achas. It's missing one hair. Ain't a matami midras. It doesn't work. Right? Now, the chiyen nivlalin, my hat. If you don't have belila, big deal. But nan, im lo bol al kosher. You don't even have to mention it. It's the same as rule. Amar of Zera, kol haroy lebila, ein bila ma'keves. Roy for bila, then you don't have to do bila. However, b'chol she'ein haroy lebila, bila ma'keves. So if it's roy for bila, it's not roy for bila, then the bila, the fact that you don't do bila is going to be ma'akev. No? Does it make sense? Like there's a whole shayla. There's a whole shayla. You hear? Does it make sense? If you have 61 or 1,000 in one kli, one log of shemen is not going to be able to mix. It's too much flour. Therefore, it's going to be puzzled. But what if you have two some? Two sums. I have one log of shemen. It's going to be very wet. Very good. Do I have to mix it? I don't have to mix it. I have to have the ability to mix it. All I have to have is the ability. The Tosfos says that, you know, there's a whole shayla. Are you allowed to write down testimony? So it's a whole machlokes. It's all right. Says Tosfos, if you could speak, then you can write the testimony. If you can't speak, you're mute, then you can't write down testimony. If you have the ability to give testimony, then writing it down is fine. Same principle, right? Now I don't know, right? Same principle. If I could do what? What'd you say? What do you mean you need the oil? No, you need the oil, but you don't have to mix it. So I have this huge vat of solas. I'll pour in some oil. I did my job. The oil's there. The answer is, if it's not right to do bila, why is it not right to do bila? If it's too much, then the fact that you didn't do bila is going to be ma'ake. If it's not too much, then in the chanam, you don't have to do bila. And that principle comes up all the time. Now, why can't someone say, well, I could daven today, but if I don't have to? No, they can't say that. Right? Since I could put on tefillin today, I don't have to. I don't know why we don't say that. Because the reason why. Silly, right? What? No! There's no requirement to mix it. There's a requirement that it should be able to be mixed. That's the rule. It has to be able to be mixed. Okay? Fine. Very good. Alright? We'll stop here and we'll pick up. The next is a story. To show that the different shiurim, the whole machlokas over there, or the dam of a nevelo with matamiyu, so it seems to be a machlokas there. So again, the shiurim, it's a whole topic. Very good. We'll resume tomorrow.